Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And today is Saturday. Saturday night live on the Light Ship. We go there near the end of the program. And you can have physical healings done by the light beams. You're transported out of time. You're still where you are. Nothing to be afraid of. But you're going there to actually have a wonderful time for healing. So let's do some emotional healing for people. If you had a problem during this last week, we'll do some clearing for you. So just kind of sit back, relax, nothing for you to do. These are the same healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Just maybe stated slightly different, but they're all instantaneous healings done by the light ship and the light beams. This is where he came from. So here we go. This is true source energy, which created the universe of light. So we're going to go back 5 days in your life. And just think of an issue if you would like to. You don't have to. It's not needed for this healing. So I always say that to people. I get people who call me up all the time and say, Ron, I have this issue. When I was 10, I go, I don't even want to know about it because I don't need it. Just being online is all that you need. And it pulls up your complete database of your emotional body and puts the charge to zero in all of these different minutes of each day. And we do the whole lifetime clearing. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So you may feel your body relaxing. This is a emotional body clearing. It's invisible, just like your spirit. And I'll do a feeling body for everyone. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And next we're going to do a mental body. A lot of people live in the mental realm, and if that's the case, we're going to clear that out for you. So here we go. This is like defragmenting your home computer. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, next we're going to do a trauma body. And not everybody needs this clearing, but people who do live in traumas, this definitely helps. Normally the emotional body clearing gets most of it here. So here we go, trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I'll just run through some more sample clearings here. Let's see what we can do. I'll do a clearing for, let's see, Sylvia, do you have any ideas? Are you there, Sylvia?
Let's see. I think last night on the fast chat, we had a couple requests we didn't have a chance to get to. One of them was for the mind of the body clearing.
Okay, the mind of the body. Okay, I'll just describe that. The mind of the body is your... say a little scientist inside of you, and this is how the energies in you tend to work for healing. This is like your communication gateway to your whole body. And when the mind gets overwhelmed, you start having problems. This is the mind of the body. Remember, this always works without your spirit. So it's just there to make the body function and to get rid of illnesses and diseases. And as the body gets older, and more things come up, and more of the dark side programming gets activated in you from the aliens, the ETs out there, then at that point you start having more problems as you get older. So here we go. Mind of the body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. This is for people who are overly sensitive. They have a hard time maybe living on the earth plane here because everything becomes reactive to them. Here we go. Sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That was a little rough. Let's try this one again. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That feels much better. I'll do it one more time. Somebody out there is having problems. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, still second day. Wow. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. And let's see. We could do a... I'll do a fear body. So here we go. This is your fear body. It's also invisible, like all the rest. Remember, these bodies collect energies from living life, and when they get overfilled, overloaded, they leak over, spill over, we'll say, into your physical body, and then you cause and have all these ailments as you get older because you haven't cleaned them out. So just think of having, like, the... maybe air filters in your house or in your car that's never been replaced or had maintenance done. Eventually, you know, they won't work, and in a sense, the body's the same way, and you suffocate and die because you did not clean out these energy bodies. I'm sure this was taught sometime in the past by somebody, I would hope, but I don't know anybody else who's doing these clearings but myself here. But it would be nice to know that maybe somebody else besides Jesus did this 2,000 years ago, but probably not because we're on a dark side planet. So here we go. Fear body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do an anger body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a self-sabotage, okay? So this isn't necessarily a body, but there is energy that people hang on to. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, and we do it as a lifetime clearing also. All the clearings go from your current age back to your conception. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Oh, I see infection body from Jennifer. Okay, here we go, Jennifer. You're on. Sit back, relax, take a deep breath. Infection body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what else can we do here? Let me just read the fast chat. We did anger. I see infection. We did sensory already. Well, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Have any words of wisdom out there?
Yeah, we had a request for the judgment body.
Okay. On my end, your voice is pretty low. Hopefully, it's going okay across the air. So here we go. You're down about probably 90%. And it's just,
yeah, they're having trouble with my
connection line. So
it's,
I can still hear you, though, just so the you're getting across on the people listening. In fact, if somebody could just type in if Sylvia's voice sounds okay, that'd be great, because there's two lines, one for me and one for you. So here we go. We're going to do the... What body was that again?
The judgment body.
Judgment, yeah. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Let's do a release of your parents' energies. So if they're living, they're probably thinking of you, maybe wishing that you had a better life. Maybe you're not responding the way they would like you to respond. That's one way to look at it. If they're deceased, remember, energy never goes away, so if they thought bad things about you, it's still with you. Or if they even thought good things, it's with you too. Except any kind of thought isn't judgment. So, you know, it shouldn't be with you at all. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. Now that's a once over. Now we're going to do your mother. That got rid of a lot of energies that were still attached to everybody just from surrounding situations in your life. So now we're going to do your mother. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared and today cleared. And now we'll do your father. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now if you have a brother, we'll do that energy. In fact, I'll do two brothers, and I'll do two sisters, just in case people out there have that. So brother number one, and you can just think of their name. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Brother number two, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. Oh, man. Rough. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. What do we have? A pretty rough brother. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now we'll do sister. So sister number one, just think of her name. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and sister number two. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll just continue on here just to make it a little interesting. I will take your grandparents. So we're going to go to your mother's side and do her father. I do this also on sessions for people. Here we go. A mother's father. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Mother's mother. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Now we'll do your father's father. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and your father's mother. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll just add one more here just to make it even more interesting. We'll sweeten the pot a little bit here. We're going to do your mother-in-law and father-in-law. So you can all take a deep breath. So your mother-in-law, think of the song in the old days if you're old like me, you know. I don't know, one of the groups did it, you know. I think the name of the song was Mother-in-Law or something. So here we go, mother-in-law. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Oh, geez, this is heavy. You poor people. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, do 3 days again. Oh, man, still clearing 3 days. Okay, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared. Father-in-law, here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Well, I don't see any comments on the fast chat, so maybe you're still in shock or something. I don't know, but back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's great. So can you talk a little bit, Ron, about how the light ship is able to have these really instantaneous fast clearings and how it's so different from the kind of clearing that we're used to?
Well, every clearing on this planet that people do comes from, the information comes from the human race consciousness, collective consciousness, universal mind. And this is energy that is in time. Thoughts. This is your thought that's in time. And the thoughts in time are controlled by the aliens. They brought mind energy here. This is how you have mind controlling programs and controlling programs in your DNA. And this is how you have programs inside of your body that go off at certain times. So all that is negative stuff. So when an Earth-based practitioner gets information on how to do a clearing, then they're using this mind energy to do that. And there's nobody on the planet except the light ship that's here that can actually clear your spirit. So what happens is, because they created your spirit, they know about your spirit because the spirit energy that you have with you in your body that resides in your heart center, that looks out of your eyes, is created by the light ship, from the light ship, and it's a part of the divine light. And that energy is very, very sacred. And so no one on this planet or elsewhere, anywhere in the universe, can clear your spirit energy except for the light ship. So what happens is the Earth-based energies here, people can dabble around with healings, and they can have great success with them, but they can never clear your spirit. And your spirit is your connection to your own healer, which is internal inside of you. And your healing energy comes from your spirit. And so the difference is that the light ship has the blueprint of your body. Well, this is not Akashic Records. That's the dark side energy that people talk about. That's the same thing as near-death experiences, going to the other side and, you know, experiencing, you know, the light of the darkness, thinking that it's the true light of the divine energy. because the darkness creates light, and the darkness can also heal. They can mimic the light just like the light has, but the light, has your spirit energy where the darkness does not. And the darkness always attempts to steal your spirit, your soul. That's why everybody listening has been incarnated here more than one lifetime. And so they keep you here. So the difference is that the light shift creates these healings for ascension. Before the light shift came in 2005, it was not available for this planet. And now that the light shift is here for ascension, which is a universal shift, that's what we call it. This is when the whole universe of light gets turned off and on instantly. The darkness has no way to hang on to anything because it's not here. And then the whole thing gets turned back on again, and ascension takes place during that interval of time there. I use the word time, but we have to talk in time because we're used to having time. So when there's no time, that's when everything shifts. And when there's no time, since the darkness works in time, they don't know what to do when you're out of time. This is the key reason why you want to be connected to your heart center, because then you're out of time, and then nothing else around you is going to affect you. This is why people attempt to meditate. As long as you don't go out of your body, that's perfectly fine, and you become still, and then you connect with your spirit and your heart center to get your information, and then, you can have stress reduction that way. Everybody should have a way to connect to themselves. You don't have to meditate. You just need to drop down into your heart, and we'll do that right now. So the basic difference is between the light shift healings and everything else that's out there, and I will say everything else, is that the light shift created you and the universe of light, and no one else is using that energy because it's not accessible. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. I'm going to drop you down. And here we go. 10th floor is your forehead. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you should feel very heart-centered, and you should be able to feel peace if you notice that nothing around you should be affecting you. And the way you know that you're in your heart is to think a thought. And if the thought comes from your heart area, your chest cavity will just say that, and not between your ears, then you are in your heart, and then you're out of time. On the call today that we had, our special ascension call, we were on the call for over 4 hours, and it felt like it went by like in 15 minutes. It was just incredible because everybody was out of time completely. Plus, we've been doing a lot of the clearings with the people that were on the call today with entities, which we're having tomorrow also. And that time is starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. It's an 8-hour conference call to get rid of entities. So back to you, Sylvia. And if you wish to come on, just notify me, send an email, call me. You can use PayPal to pay for it. First-timers are $150. And if you've been on the calls before for the 8-hour length, then it's $100. Children are free. So if you have any children in your house, maybe high school and under 18, they're free. And your spouse is, I believe, $50. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. I see someone asking on the fast chat about the empathy body or the empathy body clearing.
Okay, so we'll do that. So this is for people who are empathic. And it's sort of like a sensory body clearing, but it's a little different. So it's hard to say, if you're that type of person, which one would be better for you. You'd have to really ask your spirit because they're both very similar. The sensory body, which we did earlier, works with all of your senses. And the one for the empathic energies is just using maybe your psychic radar to clear that out of you. And that's how people get corded, too. And you cord other people that way. I'll just talk a little bit about that. most people, when they start off on their spiritual path, I'm going to use that term lightly, loosely, but a lot of people become psychic, intuitive, and then they're able to do readings for people. Well, okay, a lot of, and this is probably mainly women, because women normally do this, although I am seeing more male psychics now out at the different expos. But typically, in the past, it was always a woman that has done readings. So here we go. And I'll just talk about that. The most women use their third eye to read with. And then they somehow transfer that. I mean, excuse me, they use their power chakra to read with, okay? And then they wonder why, you know, their body starts vibrating when they get into a room, or they feel anger or fear or the situation, the person who maybe they're doing a reading for, because they're reading them through their experiences, and the experiences that they're reading from that person is going into their body, and then they react and respond to it, and then they tell you about how their body's feeling, and they project that energy onto you. And this is how... Or they talk about the energy, okay? I won't say that, that they're actually projecting it, you know, sticking you with it, okay? Well, what happens is most of those readers become very empathic when they start doing this here, because they're asking to have more energy brought to them so they could understand more, but they may not really know what they're doing. And all of a sudden they become very, very sensitive, which is their body, and they don't want to go anywhere, so they need an empathic clearing. What you want to do is read from your third eye. That does not work with your body energy. So if you're listening out there and you go, man, why didn't I think of that before? It's probably because nobody's talking about that. So most beginner readers do read with their power chakra, maybe their second chakra, and they get the body resonance and tell you what they're feeling. And then it goes through their vision, their body experiences, I'll call it, we'll just say wearing their shaded sunglasses of their experiences, and they kind of relate to how much you're dealing with according to what they went through in their own experience. When you read with your third eye, then you're not involved with the body, which is where you want to actually read from, where you're getting more information. So that's how readings work, if you're curious. Okay, so here we go. Empathic clearing, 5 days ago cleared. In fact, I'll go through the chakras, since people read that way. 5 days ago cleared, so 6th chakra, 5th chakra, 4th chakra, 3rd chakra, 2nd, and 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3rd chakra, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2nd chakra. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. First day, yesterday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so I hope that helped you out with the explanation of how people do readings. When you do a reading, typically you're reading the energy around the person, and that could be good in a way. On the other hand, you're actually tapping into the dark side energies that's around the person, because what's around the person is the energetic field that the darkness gave them, which is like your horoscope. So you're actually connecting to that energy. And some healers heal that way. And hopefully you're not having the reading done and getting stuck and tied up with more negative trauma energy when the reading takes place, depending on where the reader connects into. Remember, they're reading the dark side script. So one way to talk about it, well, you know, it's like stirring a pot. You have a spoon that's isolated from your fingers or your hand, and you're using the spoon to stir it, or do you get your finger right in that pot and move the stuff around? Well, if the reader gets their finger in that pot, you might get slime. So just information for everybody. So back to you, Sylvia.
So is that why you would say, Ron, that so many people that tend to get in either maybe the psychic work, healing arts, that type of thing, end up getting sick themselves or in trouble?
Yes, that is correct. A lot of the readers that I have seen and heard about, and when I talk to people about this seems to ring true, they're tapped into the wrong source. They're tapped into the light of the darkness. And the darkness will kill and harm and not protect anybody that's working for them. They don't care who and what you are. And so what happens is that as you start doing more and more of this work, you think that you were, you know, working with the light, and then you start wondering why you're having physical problems. So most readers and healers, you know, start to go down after about 20 years of work. And why is that? Because they're not plugged into the light. They're not using their spirit to do healings. They're using the mind energy. So the mind energy just sees you as indispensable. It'll use you right up. And then spit you out the other end, and if you're lucky, you know, you can pull your life back together again. I worked with one lady who is very good. I see nothing wrong with the lady as far as what she's doing, although she is channeling the masters, so to speak. I won't give her name or anything, but I'll just give you this scenario here. So I saw her maybe a couple of years ago. Hopefully she's in better health now than what she was when I saw her. And kind of like most people that I see, you know, I kind of recognized her by seeing her picture and all the different books. You know, everybody out there probably has heard about the different New Age books that are out or magazines, okay? And her name is, and pictures in most of them, having clients and doing this work. So she comes to me and she says, "Ron, I have a problem." And I go, "Oh, what's that?" You know. And she says, "Well, I'm not in too good of physical health. I'm working with the light," so she thought. And I channel this information. You know, I put out newsletters, etc. And I don't know what's happening to my body, but you know, I haven't been able to eat food for quite a while. I have to eat baby food, and I have, you know, like continuous diarrhea. I thought, boy, if she's working for the light, what's going on here? You know, she should be in pretty good shape. And so I did some healing work with her. It may have helped somewhat. I don't know. We only had a couple of sessions. But, you know, this is what happens to the people who do this work. So if you're planning to do healing work, and a lot of people are pulled to that, because it is very, very, very enlightening, very wonderful to help someone, you know, always use your spirit to do the healing. Don't use yourself. And make sure that you're not plugged into the mind of the darkness, you know, this light imitation that the darkness puts out. And by all means, don't call in the masters because you're not going to get them. They won't help you with that. That's all mind energy stuff. So, you know, the only healer is going to be the spirit. So the way you actually do this process, just to do it briefly here to talk to you about it, You have to have the spirit inside of the person healed first. And that's what you want to work with, is it's a spirit. And unless you can actually empower that person's spirit to have it heal the body, it's pretty rough. If your spirit is stronger than their spirit, then your spirit could help out their spirit. And that's how you'd want to do the actual healing, from spirit to spirit. But you never want to call in the masters, the saints, or the angels, because they're not available for that. We've been told that they are, but they're not from the light shift. They're from the darkness. So that's a whole other show, probably a whole talk for maybe a couple of hours. But that's the way the light shift and the way I do healings. My spirit does the healings. I don't tap upon anything else but that. And being connected to the light shift, I run the energy through my spirit to you. This is how it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
So going back to what you said a couple minutes ago about the people that are using their power chakra or maybe their second chakra to sense the energies instead of using the third eye, is that because the third eye is blocked somehow? Like, I know you've talked recently about these different energetic parasites and ET critters that block the third eye. So is that perhaps what's going on there?
Yeah, it's very possible. And it's also, I would say probably so. That's the hardest question for me to answer. People come in and say, "Ron, can you get my third eye opened up? I want to be able to see more." And I go, "Well, that's kind of up to your spirit to do that, you know?" I can't. you know, I can maybe help a little bit, but I don't think you people want to see what I see in people, you know. It would probably be your worst nightmare. So just being able to use your third eye and to see things, I don't recommend having it. I normally keep mine almost always turned off because I don't want to see these shapeshifters walking around inside of people. I don't want to see the octopus energies and people moving around. I don't like seeing that stuff. On the call tomorrow, I'll be seeing it completely. But I don't like to do that for myself. So if you think that you're completely disempowered and that you don't feel like you're in tune spiritually because you can't see psychically, there might be a reason for it. Maybe you wanted your third eye turned off from past lifetimes, so that got put into you. But it's not necessarily a positive thing to have it turned on. And doing readings, like I said, are you going to use, when you stir that pot up to do a reading on somebody, to sift through the energy, which is what you're doing, right? Kind of like going through a book and looking through those different pages. Do you have gloves on or are you using your finger? Are you stirring the pot with your whole hand to try to find information out? It might be great. You might know some great readers who do this type of work, who do readings, but I would venture to say within probably 20 years, they're going to be going down if we stay here on this planet that long. So I don't recommend doing that, but that's my own personal opinion for what I know and understand. And you can, look around at some of your friends and just see if maybe over the last 10 years they're not in very good health anymore. And they may have done, worked with thousands of people, made lots of money at it. And they may have a lot of shingles on their wall of going to the quote-unquote mystery schools, et cetera. But I wouldn't recommend doing it myself. Back to you, Sylvia. So, the third eye, you do have energies on it. In fact, we'll help people right now with it. We'll take off one of these extraterrestrial alien life forms. Remember, the aliens brought these to us here. They live inside of our bodies. That's why I just wonder how people who want to see UFOs out there in the sky, not knowing about this stuff, they're inviting these things into them. But I won't go into that too far. So here we go. This energy here is the one that's normally sitting on top of your head. We call it the jellyfish energy. All the little tentacles hanging down, and these tentacles attach to your body on the inside of you. So here we go. We'll start taking it away. So I'm going to count to 10, 5 different times, and you may feel the energies leave the top of your head and going down your whole body. So here we go. First energy, number 1, releasing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fifth energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel a little more conscious now. You might be able to read things better, psychically read things or have more visions. With myself, my third eye is almost equally as advanced, we'll say, as my physical eyesight when I want to see something. So that's where I am, but I wouldn't recommend having you actually be that. Plus, I've had a lot of lightship attunements to do my mission here, so that's the reason why, I'm so connected. Back to you, Sylvia.
So it's kind of a case of being careful what you wish for there as far as do you really want to see all that?
Yeah, that's correct, saying? Yeah. Remember, if you wish your mind, they'll bring you that energy from the negative ETs out there, so you'll be trapped into the darkness as you get connected on that spiritual journey of what you think is spiritual, which is really the dark side influence in you in your lifetime to hold you back from ascension.
Okay, well, let's see. We have a question from Larry on the fast chat. And
hello, Larry.
Hi, Larry. He's
got Marianne asking there, too, and Cindy, Pauline, Butterfly, Wren, Jennifer. I may have missed somebody, but only because it's above my screen here. Back to you.
Okay, so Larry's asking if the light beings on the light ship actually marry or stay single, or how does that work there?
There are ones that do have families. Normally, if they're going to incarnate to another location, they can pair up that way, yes. Normally, light beings do not have families, okay? But remember, everybody's a light being until you leave the light ship. And so all of you out there were light beings until you chose to leave the creation energy and go out to experience the universe. So there are people on there that are light beings now that are going to incarnate together somewhere else. So, yeah, they could have a family. That is very possible. In fact, what I'll do, if you want to bring up the light being on your monitor screen, we'll have some fun. And just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing here and bring up the light being. And what we're going to do, I'm going to bring in one of the families here. So we'll do the, this one here is coming forth now. Remember, I see it both places. This one here is one of the races that's on the light ship. The race name is kind of immaterial, what they're going to be when they leave the light ship. But they do take on that physical form. So I'm going to bring in the female, the male, and there's a child, which is female also, a young child. And we'll first bring in the female energy. So watch the light beam screen. And here we go. And this is one of the healers that work on the light ship here. Being activated now. Feels very nice. Might see the colors change on your monitor screen. Almost everybody sees that whenever I energize the pictures that I have at my booth. A lot of people, I'd say probably 90% of them actually see the picture come to life, see the colors change. So here we go. So I'm sure that's true with our listening audience here, that probably 90% of you are actually watching the change right now. There we go. This female light beam's in. And just kind of enjoy that love energy. And now we'll bring in the male. So here we go. Have the female lead, please. Okay, and we'll have the male come forth. And here he comes. So we'll bring this energy in. Okay. There we go, coming in. And the picture should look a little different. We'll have a different frequency of vibration coming off of it. Remember, all spirits have different vibrations. There we go. That's the male. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Well, they both felt very loving and really good. And then I just noticed with the male, it was just a little bit more electric, more directly coming in. I guess through the crown chakra, and I just felt kind of like this electric energy, you know, coming straight in. So very, very beautiful, both of them.
Okay, now we'll bring in their child. And this child would be equivalent to a young lady here, a young girl maybe around the age of 7 or 8, okay? Here we go, coming in. And a little timid here. Their parents are helping her. Okay, here we go. She's coming in. Oh, what beautiful energy. Holy cow. Very, very heart-opening. Hope all you can feel the same energy here yourself. Yep, that's the young little lady. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that's very nice. It's my whole heart... center heart chakra area is just glowing, and I feel kind of this swirling energy opening that area. It feels so nice.
Mm-hmm. So really, her parents are actually doctors, and this is their child. So very, very nice.
How precious. That's wonderful.
Yep. She wants to bring in one of her little animals because she has a pet.
Oh, neat. pet?
Oh, this pet, boy, I'm trying to get what it would look like. It looks like a little, a small fox, sort of. It does have four legs, has a tail. Maybe like a squirrel, sort of, a little fox. Maybe like a ferret, okay? So we'll bring this energy in. She's going to allow it to come into the light beam. Oh, here it comes. Very curious. It likes to sniff a lot. There we go.
For me, I'm
it's
seeing
here.
A lot of change in the colors with the different
yeah.
ones coming in.
Okay. Yeah, one of the shows that we had at one of the conference calls a long, long time ago. This is probably around 2005, I'm guessing. A lady was a dress designer, and she was retired, I think. So the light beings brought in their children because she used to make children's clothes, and they I think about 10 of them came, and they actually modeled their type of clothing. The lady was a seer, and she could actually see on the light ship, and she just loved it. Quite something.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow, what a treat.
Yeah. Okay, so we can go to the light ship right now, I guess. We can ask, get some questions afterwards. So if you're listening to the program on an archive, this will not work. The reason is I don't want you to be abducted by the aliens that are here. Remember, they're in our cloud ships outside, and they're getting lower to us. So when you see any flat-bottom clouds, hello. They're up there doing mind control patterns, and they can abduct you. So this will not work on the archives. It only works with people listening to me live. But if you want to bring an animal or pet up, you can do that, but not a person, unless you're listening to my voice physically here. So here we go. We're going up right now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're on the light ship right now. And we're going to have a experience going into the hot tubs. This is what we normally do. And the hot tubs have different color gels inside of it. It doesn't stick to your skin, but they feel very nice. And they're showing me three colors, showing me purple, green, and looks like a yellow. So there's different people listening right now who are on different color gels. And these are helping you to detoxify your body. We're going into the cancer treatment ward, and before we go in there, they put a scanner on us, and it detects cancer cells, cancer growth, tumors, etc. So we're all having that done. And now we're going into the room for cancer treatment. So just request your healings if you know about anything that's wrong with you. We're in other rooms also, besides these two rooms. Going into another room, and we're going to bring in some of the healing energy for pain. And this energy just came forth maybe the last month. The energy is actually a black energy. Don't go by black being bad. Some churches believe certain colors aren't any good. Very strange, but I won't get into religion. But this is black energy. And it has silver speckles to it, and people love it. This is to release pain. So we're going to bring that into you here, and here it comes. You can feel it down here. So I'll increase it by using the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels very nice. I can see a lot of people benefiting from this particular room right now with this energy. We're going to go into the centrifuge room. This is a lot of people's favorites on the calls that we have. Remember, we do these light ship healings for only $20 Mondays and Fridays. Starts at 5:30 PST. And we're going to bring in the energy of LAC. We're going to be in the room, which can help us release patterns from inside of us, thought patterns, physical ailments. And the LAC energy helps to promote that. So here it comes. Here comes the LAC energy. So, again, I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should feel this energy going through you right now. Think of a pattern that you have, an addiction also, that works. And we'll just see if they can help you release it from you. This depends how much work has been done on your physical body, these invisible energetic bodies like we cleared at the beginning of the show, as to how your healing is going to work. The healings are done according to your genetic belief system. You can believe all you want in this lifetime, but if you don't have that genetic area cleared out of you, the densities, then the healings may not work. This is the way it is on the light ship. Because you are healed on there on the light ship 100%. That's why Jesus said your faith healed you, the faith of your genetic belief system. If you didn't have any faith from the past and you're working with it right now, then the past is going to supersede your current belief. So this is why that was brought forward, that your faith healed you. Okay? We're going to go to another location. And we're going to go into the room where the dolphins are. And this is a lot of people's favorites, too. We're in a large pool of water. Silver sparkles like diamonds. And the dolphins are coming to you. There's three of them. If you wish to feel them, put your hand in front of you. Move it out about 10 inches or so, and you're going to actually feel the presence of the dolphins. You can move your hand back and forth, up and down, circular motion, and you're going to feel the texture of their skin. So here we go. With you right now and request healing. Remember, they're in the now, and they work from one moment and now to the next. This is the way life is supposed to work. This is how manifestations work. Every new moment in time is a new creation. Just that when we're in time here, with the linear time of the darkness, the manifestations normally do not work because you're already connected to the light of the darkness and your natal chart and all the planets courting you. Remember, this is what they have done for us here for humanity. Going into another location, we're going to go into the room where the flowers are. And this is a very nice room. There's really large flowers. Some have large petals. Sometimes they're as large as you are. The flowers can be bigger than you. There's bumblebees there if you wish to have a ride. So here we go. We'll bring some of that flower essence down here, and we can actually taste some of the honey if we wish. Putting it on our finger right now, our index finger on our right hand. Then go underneath your tongue right now, and you should be able to feel a change in your saliva along with maybe the way the honey's actually tasting. We'll bring in the flower essence down here. You might even have your room change and be able to smell the flowers. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very nice. I'll mention something that happened to me, or a lady. I was doing what I call divine channeling, which was bringing in the masters into her living room. And so she got a group of people together. And we did this for probably maybe up to 2 hours. I think she had about a dozen people. The cost, if you wish to do this, is $20 a person. And we brought in these divine energies. Well, she had to leave to Europe a few days after that, and her husband is a non-believer, naturally. If you're women out there, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're a man, you may probably also shake your head, but you're a little more gifted. But So she went to Europe for like a month. And what happened was, before the event, she went outside and she picked some flowers. And she put flowers up in her bedroom and in the kitchen, and she had, you know, these flowers also on the table where the group was meeting to do this energy work where I brought in the Master of Saints and Angels for 2 hours. So she goes to Europe for probably about a month, I believe it was, maybe 5 weeks, comes back home, and her husband says, you know, I don't know what's going on here, but the flowers in your room, you know, where you had this event, you know, on the table there, look like they just got picked yesterday. And everything else, you know, she had, and he didn't really keep up with anything, and they're all wilted, you know, with no water in there, you know, or a little bit of water in them. And so they're all destroyed and dead, and the ones in the room were just like they got picked yesterday after 5 weeks. So she was pretty amazed, and he didn't catch on naturally. He lived in his head quite a bit. I don't know if he caught on now or not, but this has been quite a while. But anyway, so hopefully you can smell the flowers. Can't guarantee it, but they're there. We're going to go into another location, and we're going to go into where they have deer. And this is a very, very precious room, too. The deer are going to come over and do some healing work with you. So here they come. I'll count to 10 so you can feel their energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. If you're new to the program, what you need to remember is that the light only works in the present moment, only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is mind energy, and the mind energy is the darkness. The light never created mind, but the darkness mimicked the heart energy, mimicked the mind energy from your heart, and brought it into your head, and this is a separation. So this is why when you become centered, and you go to your heart center, you can still think, and you can get divine guidance, because you are using the energy of creation in your heart center and getting that information. When you're in your head, then you're attached to the darkness, and unfortunately, that's where people live on this planet. If everybody was in their heart, everything would be wonderful here. The planet could turn around instantly, at least the people on it, living on it, and we could have peace and harmony, you know, like the song from John Lennon, Imagine, you know. Maybe all the religions would leave. That would be very, very nice. So I guess we'll come back from the light ship here. And we're going to go into one room first. They're showing me the room where St. Bernadette is. This is a very special room for healing, too. In this room was also the spirit of Mother Mary, along with the spirit of St. Bernadette. This is where the healing waters are, and the water there is also silver, sparkles like diamonds. And here we're in it right now, and we're having that around us, and our time is kind of speeding up here a little bit, so we need to come back from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room, and all the healings that you have this evening are done by the light being doctors. It's between you and them. Nothing to do with me or anyone else. This is your own spiritual journey with the light. And you're getting ready to come back. So if you have any animals or pets you brought up, they're now joining you. Getting ready to come back down. I'll count to 10 if you wish to feel the energy of the light ship disconnecting you from this energy transmission. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Turn it over to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, since we're almost out of time, would you like to say anything about the special 8-hour healing that's happening tomorrow for anybody that would still like to come on that?
Yeah, if you're not on it, you owe it to yourself to come on it. If it's your first timer, it's $150 for 8 hours of healing, getting rid of entities. You know, if you ask yourself if you need it or not, and you have entities, they're going to tell you no and invent any kind of excuse they possibly can why you cannot do this. But if you really want to help yourself, if your spirit's listening to me, then you should get on this call because it will allow you to become more of who you are. It'll allow you to have your spirit communicate more with you because once the entities are released from you, you have more territory in your body for your spirit to reside there. So this is what we're having tomorrow. I'll be back in New York. I'll be at the ARE Center coming up here. It'll be on the 23rd, which will be Saturday the 23rd. I'll be there I'll be having a room there with aura cameras in the daytime. I'll be taking aura photography for people. This is a fundraiser for the ARE Center. And then I have a workshop that evening, I believe, 6:30 to 9:30. So if you're back on the East Coast and want to see me, I'll be at the ARE Center in Manhattan on 30th Street between 6th and 7th. And then I'll be at the expo there, the Yoga Raw Food Expo with the Light Infusion Chamber. And that'll be the following weekend, which is the last weekend of this month, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then I have extra workshops the following week at the ARE Center, too. So hope to see you all. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. Hope you enjoyed this experience here. We have online healings on the website. If you have any, which has been very nice, we have Dark Side Practitioner online healing. So if you were tied up with some kind of Dark Side Practitioner, you got slimed, or you think that you've been slimed by somebody, this is a nice healing to have. And then also, if you've been attacked by aliens, we have the Alien Attack Site 2, where you can have online healings 24/7, $60 for the month, and I recommend, no, $30 for the month. I recommend getting on that particular page. You can select websites that you've been on to get them off your back and many other things. So just check out the Alien Attack page, and I'll just say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening, and remember, stay in the now, because the now is where your spirit resides, in your heart center. When you're not in the now, you're not in the light, then you're in darkness. And there's plenty of that around here. So I'll just say thank you for listening, and we'll see you again. So blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.